water. Like, not even kidding. Like. And then we started watching Sing 2, because why not? The first opening part of Sing 2, next slide, is Mr. Moon plopping into a river. He's like, but at this point, terrified of water. Terrified. And then, silly us, we thought it would be nice, you know, for him to get familiarized with water, so we bring him to a pool. But we brought him to Box Hill Aqualink. Poof. Do you guys know what? No. They have this massive bucket that fills up, right? Every 30 seconds, it's just poof, poof, right? Oh, man, he was like shaking, not even kidding. And like, he would just cling on to me. And then we went and watched Zootopia 2. Oh, you know the thing, right? Water is scary to him, unfortunately. So bath times were pretty hard. And then pool time were probably like harder. It was worse. Now, water can also be good and fun. Yeah? Like, but in Levi's world, his knowledge of the water made like every type of water scary. Okay, so we might not be afraid of water. If you are, it's okay. But we all have fear. I have fear. Like, I was a little bit shaky walking up here today because I don't know why. Maybe too much coffee, but shaky. And we all respond to reality through the lens of our experience, right? Of our knowledge of the world. And when our view is partial and when we don't have the complete picture, our responses are biased and distorted. You know where I'm going with this. So I think fear of the Lord is quite similar to that. It's about a lens in which we see things. And I think it comes down to two things, fear of the Lord. One comes down to seeing God rightly. And two, seeing ourselves rightly before God. Knowing that God is the creator of life and this world, and that we live in this world under God's rule. I think that's the fear of the Lord, knowing that, right? And that's the beginning of knowledge. And because not seeing water as dangerous, I think it's foolish, right? In Australia, I looked it up, apparently 250 to 300 deaths a year due to drowning. That's a pretty big number. I actually almost drowned on my cruise trip. I won't go there. Yet, if you see water is only dangerous, then you missed out. At worst, you're debilitated like Levi, shaking. Now, this is the question, right? How do we know when the water is dangerous or when it's fun?
Hey.
Right? How do we know that? And then let's apply to our lives. How do we know the friends that we have, if you're in high school, are good and healthy friendships, or they're just pulling you away from where God wants you to go, right? How do you know the courses that you're taking, the subjects you're doing, are the right ones? How do you know working hard is actually stewarding and not just selfish ambition wrapped up in workaholism, right? How do we know that? How do we choose between two good things? Because something that we think it's good doesn't necessarily mean it's God, right? And I think that's the difference between knowledge and wisdom. Wisdom is often not just about knowing if something is good or bad, but it's about knowing when to apply the good thing. I'll give an example. Tomato. Oh, we all know tomato is a fruit. Vegetable, but fruit. But do you know? So knowledge is knowing that tomato is a fruit, but wisdom is knowing that that doesn't belong in a fruit salad. Right? It's contextual. It's not just knowledge. It's wisdom. And wisdom is, I think, applied knowledge. Does it make sense? And I think we all have knowledge here. We're all smart people. You know what? We play trivia just for fun. That's never happened to me before until I came to St. Hills. And it's fun. It is fun. But Wisdom is, I think, something else. And what is that? So let's have a look at Proverbs again. Verse 2-6. It says, it basically shows us the type of wisdom the book of Proverbs offers. So you have practical ones like instruction in wise dealing, right? You have moral ones like righteousness, justice, equity. You have intellectual ones, increase in learning, right? You have insightful ones, insight. It's to understand our proverbs and riddles, right? So it's all these kind of things. And it says it's also for all people. It's for people who are naive, ignorant, simple, young. But it's also for the already experienced. So in verse 5, we can see one of the ingredients of wisdom. It's actually teachability. Being able to discard your pride and learn, right? Fear of the Lord is reverence, humility, and teachability before God. So knowing that God is a creator, we're living in His world, that is the fear of God. And that God is the true source of wisdom. And because we are not naturally wise, we need to be taught. Taught wisdom. Wisdom begins when we see God rightly, see ourselves rightly, and then learn not to take God lightly. So according to Proverbs 1:7, the difference between a wise person and a fool is not intelligence. It's actually about teachability. Laying down your pride, laying down thinking that you know, but accepting that we need to be taught and we are less than God. Okay, so what are the instructions, right? What are we meant to be doing? Okay, Levi now swims with pool noodles. Pretty cool. He knows 3 ways how to do it, like seahorse and crocodile and yeah. And to get to that point, he actually had to learn to trust me, Dad, but also his swimming teacher, Nathan. Yeah. almost forgot his name. And then he has to try it out. He has to kind of like, and I remember the first time that happened, that clicked for him when he was holding onto the pool noodles, and then I just kind of let him go, and he was like, oh, and then he started going. And since then, no turning back, right? Wisdom, I think we learn it from experience. No? So Levi realized water can be fun. And for us, right? Look, we can actually learn all sorts of wisdom from the world, from your own experience, you know, other people's experience, right? And even your own ones can teach you a lot. Like, you don't learn if you don't live through some stuff. And the things that you learn from living through, learn, right? But this is the angle I'm taking. The wisest of every, like all of us, is God. Because He made us. He knows every intricate part of us. He knows everything that's happening around us. And we want God's wisdom. That is what we want. So if you look at 1 Corinthians 1:20-25, it says, "For indeed, Jews ask for signs, and Greeks ask for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles." But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greek, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God, for the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than men, human strength. Now, God's wisdom can sometimes look foolish to human beings, right? Think about it. Turn the other cheek. Like, that's pretty dumb. Like, why don't you just attack, right? But Paul says, and he is convinced that Christ being crucified is wisdom of God. So what does it mean for us? What are we to do? I think this is it. We are to trust God. trust that Jesus is the wisdom of God. And when we believe and accept that Jesus has died and made a way for us to be right with God again, he lives in us. The Holy Spirit, he dwells in us. He walks next to us, right? You don't know if that friendship that you have is the right one. Holy Spirit is there to help you. If you don't know if the course that you've chosen is the correct one, Holy Spirit is there. Even if you get it wrong, Holy Spirit is there. And he will guide you. He's the counselor. He's the comforter, right? Walk with God. Commune with the Holy Spirit. So what does it look like practically? It looks like this. Two things. And this is it. Seek God's wisdom in everything. Pray. Consult God. Like honestly, in everything. Should I turn left so I can get a parking? Consult him. Like every single thing, do that. And that way you're asking. Two, this is like pretty standard, right? But like read the word, like have hunger for God's word, right? And as you read God's word, find out who he is, the characters, and who we are before him. And if you don't know where to start, it's funny, because when I was younger, I actually read one chapter of Proverbs a day. That is corresponding to the date. Because Proverbs have 31, I'm like Levi, 31 chapters, right? So today is the 31st, read the 31st of Proverbs. If you want to do that, you can. I used to do that when I was in high school because I didn't know what to read. So I'm like, I'll just read Proverbs. And what I did was I would read and I'll stop whenever something kind of like stands out to me. And I'll meditate on that. And the craziest thing is while I was doing that, those things that I was meditating on became relevant to like the situations that I was facing. Like it's pretty crazy. Like it's almost like the word is alive because it is. So fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And when we know God is, when we know God as merciful, but also just, fun, but also scary. Scary when we're not with him. Fun when we're with him, right? I think that's what fear of the Lord is. And his mercy pulls us closer to him. And his justice pushes away from sin. And both mercy and justice works together. So when we know who we are, people who are in need of wisdom, we will fully rely on God in everything we do. So let me pray. And maybe I'll ask Alexis after to come up. God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you that you are the creator of everything that includes us. And you know everything that includes our very circumstances, maybe really hard circumstances in our lives. God, I pray that when we are in need of wisdom, when we need to know if tomato belongs in a fruit salad, that kind of thing. And I pray that you would help us to rely on you and help us to fear you in reverence and in awe, but also understand that you love us and that you care for us and you are for us. And as we come into this week, learning to pause and pray and consult you in every little thing, and as we read the word and know who you are, help us to see you in everything and help us to know that you are with us, you're walking right next to us, and that you are for us and not against us. So I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.